ever pour your heart into a photography project, like convinced it's your best work yet, and then you share it with the world and just crickets, nothing.
Yeah.
We've all been there.
Yeah.
I used to think, like, if my photography was good enough, the clients would just magically appear. But it turns out even incredible photography needs a little push to get seen.
It does.
So that's why we're doing this deep dive into the numbers game of building a photography career.
Absolutely.
Like, get ready to ditch those limiting beliefs and unlock a new level of growth, because we're going to break down how to make that work impossible to ignore.
What I find so fascinating about this is that it's not just about mastering your craft behind the lens. It's understanding the business of it. You know that nagging feeling that you're working your tail off, but not seeing the results that you want? That's a common trap. And the source material that we're looking at today actually says that a staggering 80% of photographers spend less than an hour a week marketing their work.
Wow.
But you can be in that 20% who do see that growth.
Okay. I'm inspired.
Yeah.
Less starving artist, more savvy entrepreneur.
Absolutely.
But where do we even begin?
That's where this whole concept of the numbers game comes in. It challenges the idea that success is about luck or some mystical talent. Instead, it's about consistent effort and strategic visibility. Think of it like you're building a system that consistently puts your work in front of the right people. 400 contacts a year. Yes, it sounds like a lot.
Yeah.
But it breaks down to a very manageable daily habit.
Okay, 400 contacts a year. That sounds intense, but also kind of exciting, like a challenge I can actually conquer.
Exactly. And the source material actually breaks it down to a manageable daily habit and actually gives you practical tips. Like, there's even a YouTube video that's 2 minutes long that shows you how to do this.
2 minutes.
2 minutes.
Okay, I'm sold. But what about rejection? I think we've all been there. Like, you pour your heart into a pitch and then crickets again. Like, it's soul crushing.
That's where this numbers game gets really interesting. Instead of fearing the rejection, it wants you to embrace it. The five no's approach. You don't even think about giving up until you've heard no at least 5 times.
Wow.
Yeah, it's shifting your mindset from short-term wins to long-term relationships that are built on trust and familiarity.
This five no's thing is blowing my mind. I used to crumble after one.
Right.
So how do we reframe rejection like that?
You have to change the narrative in your own mind. Each no isn't a failure. It's a step closer to a yes.
Okay, I'm starting to see how this whole five no's rule can really shift your perspective.
Yeah.
Like from another dead end to like, okay, four more to go.
Yeah.
It's like a game.
It is.
But instead of leveling up in a virtual world, you're leveling up your career.
Yeah. And speaking of leveling up, let's talk about how we can make those connections count. So the source material outlines 6 very concrete touches that you can use to really build those authentic relationships and get your work seen by the right people. Think of these touches as building blocks for that long-term success, not just those quick wins.
Or break them down. What are they?
Okay. So first up, we have the classic portfolio review. And before you say, wait, people still do those in the digital age.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, nothing beats a face-to-face connection.
So how do we make those in-person portfolio reviews really count?
Okay. So think about this. Instead of just showing pretty pictures, you're crafting a compelling story. Who were you meeting with? What kind of work do they typically respond to? Really tailor that presentation to their tastes and let your passion for your craft shine through, because people buy from people they like and trust. So bring your authentic self to the table.
It's about building that connection, that human element that transcends the digital world. Okay, so we've got portfolio reviews. What's next?
Next up, the thank you note, but not just a quick email. We're talking about the handwritten kind. It might seem old school, but trust me. A handwritten note in today's digital world, it's like a breath of fresh air.
Yeah.
It shows you care enough to put in that extra effort.
Like receiving a real handwritten letter these days. It's a rare and delightful surprise.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we've got portfolio reviews. We've got thank you notes. What's next?
Now we're getting into the really fun stuff. Direct mail.
Ooh.
I know what you're thinking. Snail mail in the age of instant messaging.
Right.
But that's exactly why it's so effective. A beautifully designed postcard or a small printed portfolio. It can cut through all that digital clutter and it lands directly in someone's hands. It's tangible. It's memorable. And it shows that you're willing to go the extra mile.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense, because so much of what we see online is so fleeting. It's like here 1 minute and gone the next.
Yeah.
But something tangible. Something you can hold in your hand that has staying power.
Absolutely. And don't be afraid to get creative with your direct mail. Think beyond the standard postcard. How about a mini zine that features your latest project? Or a small tactile object that connects to your photography style.
Oh.
Make it something that they're going to want to keep and revisit.
I love that. Engaging multiple senses, creating an experience beyond just a digital image.
Exactly. And remember, it's not about bombarding people with stuff. It's about choosing quality over quantity. One well-crafted piece of direct mail can speak volumes more than a dozen generic emails.
So we've got portfolio reviews, thank you notes, direct mail. What else? What's next in our arsenal of touches to build those all-important connections? So we've covered some pretty powerful touches already. Portfolio reviews, thank you notes, direct mail. It's amazing how these tangible interactions can really make a difference in our digital world. But let's be real. Emails are still a big part of communication. So how do we make sure our emails are actually getting opened and read when everyone's inbox is overflowing?
You're hitting on a challenge we all face today. And this source material really emphasizes that just like that thoughtfully curated portfolio review, your emails should also offer value to the recipient.
Okay.
So think of them as like mini portfolio presentations delivered right to their inbox.
Okay, so instead of blasting out a generic message to 100 contacts, we're talking about crafting these personalized emails that really resonate.
Exactly. Imagine this. You just finished a project, and it aligns perfectly with a specific art director's aesthetic. Instead of sending that generic, check out my work email, you send them a personalized message highlighting the project, drawing connections to their past work, demonstrating you understand their vision.
It's about showing that you've done your homework and that you're offering something genuinely valuable, not just a generic email blast.
Right.
Now, this next one feels a little scary in the age of texting and DMs, but what about the power of an old-fashioned phone call?
Don't underestimate the power of the human voice. While a well-crafted email can work wonders, a quick phone call can really cut through the noise and create a more immediate connection. Imagine having a friendly chat about a potential project, or even just checking in with a client to see how they're doing. It's a chance to build that rapport and showcase your personality in a way that's just not possible through text.
Picking up the phone can definitely feel a little daunting, but you're right that personal touch can make a world of difference.
Yeah.
Okay, last but not least, let's talk about promotional items. And I'll admit I have a drawer full of branded pens that I've never used. So how do we make sure our promotional items don't meet the same fate?
Okay, it's all about being thoughtful and strategic. Instead of generic swag, choose items that are useful, well-designed, and align with your brand identity. So think like a high-quality notebook that's engraved with your logo, a custom camera strap, or even a donation to a charity in your client's name. Those are the kinds of gestures that make a lasting impression.
Those are some seriously creative ideas. It's about offering something valuable and memorable, something that reinforces your brand and leaves a lasting, positive feeling. Wow. This entire deep dive has been a real eye-opener. We've gone from feeling like our success is totally out of our control to realizing we have the power to create our own luck. This numbers game isn't about being pushy or salesy. It's about showing up consistently, building authentic connections, and playing the long game.
Beautifully said. And remember, you don't have to implement all six touches at once.
Yeah.
Start small, choose the ones that resonate with you and your brand, and build from there. Each step you take, each connection you make, is an investment in your future success.
This deep dive has been packed with actionable advice and a fresh perspective on what it really takes to build a thriving photography career. So if you're feeling inspired, pick one of the six touches we discussed today and make it happen this week. Send that handwritten thank you note, revamp your email strategy, brainstorm creative direct mail ideas. Remember, you got this.
And as you navigate this journey, never forget the most powerful tool you have is your unique perspective and your passion for your craft. The numbers game is simply amplifying your voice and helping you share that gift with the world.
And that's a wrap on another deep dive. We hope you enjoyed this exploration of the numbers game in photography. Keep creating, keep connecting, and remember, your next masterpiece might be just one touch away.